You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
High cool front that'll brush through the state today. We'll go partly cloudy skies, maybe a mountain shower, highs in the low 60s, and a little light breeze. 61 tomorrow, mostly sunny, rises to 66, partly cloudy Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Big difference, 55 in Ogden, 83 down in St. George.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 57 in sunshine. KSL's top story, UTA ridership is down, and state auditors say it's because the bus and the front runner are just too slow. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with details. Amy?
Jeff, Senate President Stuart Adams says there's just no way to build enough highways along the Wasatch Front for all the people.
And if we think we're going to somehow build our way with surface transportation out of the congestion that's coming, we're kidding ourselves.
State auditors say that without improvements to buses and front runner, we're going to spend a lot more time sitting in traffic. They point out that people aren't taking public transit because it's just too slow, too unreliable. For example, auditors found that it often takes twice as long to get anywhere when taking public transit, and that means more people sitting in their cars. Auditors told state leaders today UTA needs to speed things up and figure out those delays. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
The Sundance Film Festival could be moving out of Utah. The Institute has revealed they're looking at several viable locations in other states, but they're also still looking at Park City. The contract with Park City expires after the 2026 festival. A collective of Rose Park musicians are setting a new example for their generation and the next in the midst of rising juvenile gang-related crime.
Born and raised in Rose Park, Bobby Messina, who goes by Bobby B-Mac as an artist, said gang life was different when he was younger.
We'd throw fists and we'd call it even, and everybody would go home safe at the end of the day. Whereas nowadays, you know, kids are thinking that being senseless or not thinking about their choices all the way through makes them tough.
That's why Messina and his collective of artists, called Moon Gang, are spinning that narrative, choosing not to glorify gang violence and put out positive messages that being creative is cool.
A lot of these kids really aren't bad kids. They're just placed in bad situations. We come from different situations as opposed to the rest of Utah.
Messina feels that change happening on his block of Rose Park. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
An Ogden family has been displaced from their home after fire broke out this afternoon. Crews were sent to Ogden Avenue 1 o'clock this afternoon when they found a single-story house on fire, flames quickly spreading to the neighboring duplex. Crews evacuated the buildings and quickly extinguished the flames. Investigators are still looking into the cause of the fire. The president of Columbia University condemns anti-Semitism on campus. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Columbia's president on Capitol Hill to discuss anti-Semitic acts on campus. She says since October 7th, in the attacks in Israel, the school has taken additional steps to make sure protests remain peaceful.
Safety is paramount, and we would do whatever is necessary to ensure the safety of our campus. Because of those efforts, the vast majority of our demonstrations have been peaceful.
She says they are also trying to ensure the school is a welcoming place for everyone. Boeing's safety culture is being called into question in two hearings in the nation's capital. Whistleblower Ed Pearson worked on Boeing's 737 MAX project and says the company's safety culture remains dysfunctional even after two 737 crashes.
There was no accountability. Not a single person from Boeing went to jail. Hundreds of people died, and there's been no justice.
Another whistleblower says the company is taking shortcuts that will eventually lead to a crash. President Biden told an audience of cheering unionized steelworkers that he's calling for a tripling of tariffs on Chinese steel. The president saying it will protect investment in American manufacturing and also protect workers.
They're not competing. They're cheating. They're cheating. And we've seen the damage here in America.
He says his administration will also block the acquisition of U.S. steel by a Japanese company. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 4:34. If you use Botox for the lines on your face, here's a wrinkle. There's a growing federal investigation into fake Botox. 19 people in 9 states have become ill from counterfeit filler from unlicensed sources. Utah is not one of the states where there's been a reported outbreak, but the FDA is reminding patients only get your Botox from licensed medical professionals in legitimate healthcare settings. The dietary supplement industry is cracking down on melatonin distributors. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
The Council for Responsible Nutrition is giving the melatonin industry 2 years to childproof their packaging and label their supplements accurately. This comes after a huge spike in child ER visits. The CDC reports that 11,000 children visited the ER between 2019 and 2022 after ingesting it. More than half of those visits involve children between 3 and 5 years old.
Health experts recommend treating the supplement like any other medication, tightly closed and out of the reach of children. Kids who don't have great eye-hand coordination and aren't the fastest running, there's still hope for them to earn an athletic scholarship to college. A spokeswoman for the Utah High School Activities Association, Jan Whitaker, tells David Dujanovic esports or gaming is now a sanctioned activity for high school students.
There's a lot of people that don't understand how big esports is now. I mean, it's in all of our colleges, our universities. There's scholarships given to this. It's just really kind of exploding.
Whitaker says esports give a large number of kids the opportunity to participate on a team for their school, people who might not have before. KSL News Time 4:36 now. First look traffic, Ricky Meese is here.
Nasty trying to get to Wyoming due to crashes eastbound I-80 on the way to Wasatch. And then we also have a crash involving an auto versus motorcycle, 7th East at about 3300 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.